Do Better. The Layabouts remix. Man, Ziabuya, Portia Monique out there. And then before that, DJ Khaled, Wild Thoughts. It is Car Drive. We're on the streets. We're on the air. We are everywhere. If you just joined us, you missed out on the first hour of the show. But I guess you're in time for the last 2 hours. It's going to be proper. How far should people go when trying to woo back others? And I'll tell you why I'm asking. So sometimes women will say, well, I don't want to be in a relationship with this person, right? And they walk away, such as in the case of Kim Kardashian and Kanye. I hate to be using him as an example again. But then sometimes your persistence will actually work for you. So if Kanye wasn't Kanye and if he wasn't crazy, if you exhibit changed behavior, then things can actually work out. And the person can realize, okay, fine. I see you, you've learned your lesson, and I'm rolling back. We've done a show about people that boomerang into relationships, right? But the question is, where do you draw the line between, okay, this person is making effort, to this person is now, dude, what are you trying to prove?
You.
And there's a reason now I'm bringing this conversation up, right? Mm-hmm. Because we've once spoken about this in one of our team meetings. We were discussing a show. Depending on the age group that you're in and depending on the era where you're from, it varies from persistence to harassment. Mm. These days, no is no. The first no, you should walk away. Mm. But then realistically, do people do that?
Do people say no?
No. Do people listen to the first no?
No, people don't.
Exactly.
But I do.
Hey?
I do. Like if I'm like trying to get with someone.
Aren't you
like,
married?
No, I'm just saying.
Nah, I'm messing with you. Like, you're going to need to tell us more, Sam, man.
No, but it is. It's a juggling act.
Yeah.
But let's also be honest and call a spade a spade. When a guy is harassing a woman,
yeah,
he knows for a fact that he's harassing her. He might say she's giving me mixed signals, but deep down when he's being honest, I know when I'm harassing a woman. I know if that no is really a no or if she's playing hard to get. And I know as guys, we like saying, but you know, women, sometimes they don't know what they want. Sometimes the no means try harder. No, as a guy, you actually do know when a woman's no is a no. So Kinero will be like, no, Sandile, you know what? I'm busy.
And but we're I'm playing. Smiling.
Yeah, and I'm be like, okay, I'll try another day. She didn't say, no, don't ever speak to me. She said, no, today I'm busy. So I can be like, okay, what about next weekend? Let me know. Hit me back, you know? But guys, let's also be honest, because some guys are predators and they use this as an excuse.
Yeah. Mm.
To continue the predatory ways to say, yeah, but had I not pushed or had my friend not pushed, he wouldn't be married now.
So I'm glad you bring this up because it brings us to another point. And ladies, I've got to ask you this. Depending on how a woman feels about you, there is certain behavior she's willing to accept from you.
Of course.
That she wouldn't from any other person.
Yeah.
So let's say you like Sandman. Now, if Sandman starts harassing you, you wouldn't see that as harassment.
No.
You see that as persistence.
Yeah.
Then I come and I start harassing you, you'd be like, yo, Caesar's harassing me. Mm-hmm. Right? And that is a conversation that, I don't want to say blurs the lines, but that's exactly that thing that Sandman was talking about, where people then take that and take advantage of it, even though they know that they themselves are harassing people.
Uh-huh. Body language.
Oh, yeah. Who knows how to read body language?
No,
people misunderstand each other when it comes to verbal communication. Yeah. How much more unspoken communication?
No, but you can see. I genuinely believe that action speaks louder. You know, like you can see if I'm into you. If I'm uncomfortable when you're next to me, you can tell that I don't want to be in your space. Why do you continue? And if I say, I don't want to talk to you, how do you take that as, ooh, I want to talk to you
She's
tomorrow?
Playing hard to get.
No, guys, yeah.
So I agree with you, right? But I've never been anybody else. And I can't say for certain that everybody is able to read body language for what you see it as.
Yeah, but the body language is accompanied by what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So like Sandile is saying, I could be smiling and saying, no, not today, Sandile. But if I'm saying, Sandile, leave me alone, not today, that should be it. Why do you want to continue this thing? Because then I'm going to get somebody else and be like, no, actually, I don't like this guy. Somebody talk to this person because clearly he's not hearing me. Why do you think it's cute to ask somebody who constantly says no to you?
Mm. And this thing happens in more than just relationships where people are trying to get romantically involved. It can be even, you know, guys often talk about, I tried to offer her a lift and she didn't want it. Right? It's like, well, she does want to get into a confined space with you. And she obviously doesn't have to get that lift from you.
And also, guys also need to understand that there could be a point where I am smiling and I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And then I can change my mind like 5 days later and be like, no, it doesn't matter what signals I gave you 5 days ago. Now I'm saying no and take that.
Do you think we'll ever get to a point where guys understand this for a fact? And I'll say guys primarily. I know that I suppose in theory harassment can go both ways.
Sure.
But I can only speak from the guy's point of view.
I don't know. It's a tough one, hey?
Because I'd also ask, what would it take? Because it's very evident to me that men and women, first of all, view things differently. And in some cases, think differently.
Yeah.
But it's also very evident to me that women, generally speaking, get harassed by guys.
100%. Yeah. I think it's going to take a lot of emotional intelligence, reading body language, also understanding how the woman's mind works, which I don't know if that's ever going to be a case that we're going to solve. Yeah.
Yo. So let's speak to the gents. Gents, where nangowako? What do you think is going to take for you to just change how you view, how you relate to women differently? Give us a shout, 086-000-0959. And then, of course, ladies, we'd love to hear from you too. But I know exactly what it's going to be. The ladies are going to be like, 100% this happens to us every day. And then there's going to be, I bet you, there's going to be a guy causing them to be like, but also women must stop giving us mixed signals. Let's see how that goes.